This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. The man who runs Al-Qaeda in Somalia is dead after a U.S. airstrike. This, according to the group's spokesman. BBC's Adam Minot has the story from Kenya.
The bombing raid happened in the middle of the night. It's reported that four loud explosions ripped apart the home of Aden Hashi Aro in the town of Dusamareb in central Somalia, killing him and eight other people, including another militia commander. Aden Aro commanded Al-Shabaab, the military wing of a group of Islamic courts, which has been carrying out a sustained campaign of attacks on Ethiopian forces, which are in the country to back up the weak interim Somali government. Earlier this year, the US government declared Al-Shabaab a terrorist organization. And the killing of Aden Aro is one of a number of attacks they've launched against targets in Somalia in the past 16 months.
The BBC's Adam Minot reporting from Kenya. A big superdelegate switch could affect Tuesday's Indiana Democratic primary. Joe Andrew is changing his support from Hillary Clinton to Barack Obama. Andrew is from Indianapolis and, as a former head of the National Party, holds some sway. He goes way back with the Clintons. President Clinton picked him to lead the Democratic Party in 1999. Andrew says the long primary fight is bad for Democrats. He's telling other superdelegates to line up for Obama. We'll talk about Hillary Clinton's big O'Reilly Factor interview in just a minute. In northern Maine, hundreds are running from floods. The St. John River is swollen from rain and melting snow. The town of Fort Kent is hardest hit. Police there say the scale of flooding is unheard of.
We've never really had this amount of water here before. I've talked to people that have been here for 50, 60 years, and they have never, ever, ever seen the amount of water that we have now.
Robbie Plord of the Fort Kent Police. About 600 people evacuated and at least 100 homes flooded. Forecasters think the worst is over. Two earthquakes rocked California early this morning. A 4.4 quake shook the ground near Bakersfield. Just before that, a 4.2 tremor hit outside Palm Springs. No reports of major injuries or damage. The Pirates are at the bottom of their division, but the city of Pittsburgh is on top elsewhere. It's nothing to be proud of, though. Pittsburgh beat out Los Angeles as America's sootiest city. Soot is a powder that gets in the air from burning fuel. It includes, like, the black stuff you see on chimneys, and it's a major part of pollution. The American Lung Association put out the rankings. This is the first time a city outside of California is the worst. The Grand Theft Auto video game series has sold a lot of copies and taken a lot of hits. Critics say it's violent, sexist, criminal, etc. The latest GTA 4 is no different. It's just out, and it's flying off the shelves and actually getting attacked for something new. Mothers Against Drunk Driving is mad. They don't like the feature in the game that allows players to drive drunk. They want the game rated adults only. That's basically an X rating in video games. It's currently rated mature, which is more like an R rating. That is your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Because adults can drive drunk? What is the point of that? I think it should be rated don't drive drunk.